Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your host, Josiah Novak. Welcome back to the True Transformation Podcast. We have had a crazy couple weeks, to say the least. We are in the midst of a worldwide crisis. The coronavirus has gone from zero to 100 rather quickly. I know a lot of you probably feel like your lives have been turned upside down in a matter of 24 hours. So, I have put a hold on the podcast for the past couple of weeks because our studio was actually not accessible due to some businesses shutting down and us not being able to get in and record. So we have moved everything to my house and we are getting back into action and crushing it so that you have some reliable podcasts to listen to in this crazy time. I have a guest for today's show. His name is Morgan Jay. He's an actor, comedian, musician, and he is hilarious. This show could not have happened at a better time because if you're looking for a pick-me-up, which I know a lot of you probably are, this show is going to make you laugh. You're going to probably piss your pants. So I hope you got some extra pants laying around. This guy is so funny. Big fan of his. Actually, after our show, I went to his stand-up show in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago, and it was hilarious. Like, he had the whole room just dying laughing for about an hour. So it was awesome. And I wanted to get him on the show. Been a big fan of his content for a while, and it did not disappoint. So check it out. And I want you to know that, by the way, if you need anything at all, me and my team are standing by ready to help you, whether it's something with your fitness goals, if you need home workouts, we have a brand new home workout challenge called Lean in Quarantine. It's kicking off probably by the time you listen to the show, if not very soon after. But if you just need help, whether it's financially or just mental support, or you need advice, please reach out to me and my team. You can reach me at josiah@thetruetransformation.com. If you need programs and you need a place to just find something that's going to be reliable and that you can follow, we have home workouts on my website, thetruetransformation.com. You can also join our upcoming challenge there. Overall, I'm just super, super thankful that we're able to continue to provide support, entertainment, education, and all the things that we want to give you that will help every part of your life. So in this time of uncertainty, we are a guiding light for you. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask me. If I can't help you, I will find someone that can. That is my promise to you. Let's, without further ado, welcome Morgan Jay to the podcast. Welcome to the True Transformation Podcast with your host, me, Josiah Novak.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here's my daddy, Josiah Novak.
Yeah, man. So,
all right, I'm 165. I could bench press my own weight, not really, and I don't exercise as much as I should.
Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah.
Welcome to DC, man.
Thank you, bro. This is the last time I was here was my eighth grade field trip.
No way. Oh, because you're from the East Coast.
I'm from Jersey, yeah. We drove down man. Here, did all this stuff. Yeah.
What part of Jersey?
Bergen County, Mahwah, New Jersey.
Where?
That's like an hour outside of New York. And it's a wealthy town, but like I wasn't one of the wealthy people in that town.
Man. Is it close to the Jersey Shore?
No, it's about like a 2 or 3 hour drive, Seaside Heights, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So, and if I talk soft, it's because I'm saving my voice for the 2:45 minutes that I have to do tonight.
For the opening act for the Dave Matthews Band in DC.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, you're going to hear this, and you're going to hear this, whatchamacallit, this cough drop in my mouth.
Yeah, it's totally fine, man. Hey, like I said,
do you hear
appreciate
that?
The honesty.
Do you hear that?
I do hear it, yeah. It's actually not – it's that noise actually, though, is one of those like I would
– You don't mind it. It's like gravel.
It's soothing.
It's like stepping on gravel.
It's like a little bit of a soothing – it's like, I don't know. There's some noises where you just like – you want to literally rip your skin off, but then that one's kind of like, you know, it's okay a little bit.
You know, I really liked one of your posts.
Which one did you like?
It was just about how like you got to earn follows. You know, because I'll do shows all the time and people will be like, hey, man, if I follow you, will you follow me back? And I'm like, why would I follow? You're like a college student in fucking Spartanburg.
You're posting about Fortnite. Like,
you know, I'm like putting content out and entertainment. Like, why do I need to follow you, dude?
Right.
Why do you need me to follow you? And what in the long run, what is this follow going to mean for you?
I mean, it sounds like the typical everyone deserves a trophy millennial mindset, right?
Yeah, man.
I hate like, the group because he's a millennial. He's a how old are you, my dude? Cameraman's a millennial.
20. That's okay.
Yeah, you're not
Gen,
a millennial.
You're Gen Z. You're Gen Z. I'm a millennial, technically.
How old are you?
I'm 33. I'm so like we're right
almost
at the cusp.
Same. So yeah. Yeah, you are right at the cusp because I'm right just cusp. Right. I'm 35 almost.
35, so. Yeah. So we had in my house like a caller ID.
Yep. Yep.
We just had caller ID. What's that? It was like an extra box you had to attach to the phone to see who was calling you. What's crazy is they don't have that on the cell phone. I mean, you got to enter it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Caller ID was doper than the – because it would tell you.
There was no hiding.
It would say, this person is calling you.
And, yeah. Unless, of course, you did – was it Star 69 or something like that? No, that was something to like figure that. Out who it was. But there was like a way to –
position.
Yeah, yeah. Star 69 was to figure out who called you from a block number or something like that, right?
Yeah.
It was the good old days, man. You made a post, too. I think it was like a video of you at the beach in Jersey or something like that. And you were talking about the good old days.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That was me. I was like 4 or 5. Me and my brothers at Jersey Shore, yeah. Those were the good old days, man.
Before people would ask for a follow back.
Yeah, you just go to the ocean. The ocean water was just like, it was good enough for us.
Nobody cared about followers back then, man.
No, they didn't, man.
We're the same like generation, though. So we're the – I call us the lucky ones because we still have – the at least enough memories of the days where we didn't have all this stuff.
I perform in a lot of colleges, and I find that, like our age group, we have a better ability to communicate with one another.
Yep.
And then when I'm talking to students in colleges, I feel like they have something that I like to call like technological autism. Oh. And it's not that they're any smarter or dumber than I am. It's just a different thing, dude. It's just like this is them. This is them. And that's not how you like. I was talking to somebody who's about a decade younger than me. And he was just saying like their generation is encouraged to post photos and videos of themselves. I feel self-conscious saying this because your camera guy's 20 here. But I'm generalizing because not everybody's like that. But yeah. a lot of them are.
Absolutely.
And it's just a generational thing. It's just a different way to communicate, you know.
It is.
And so I can't even – it's like a whole different language. You can't even really be
– totally.
You know? Same way, you know, that's it. We just get older and things change. What's worse for them is that things are changing so rapidly. Like, their generational gap is going to be only, like, three years. Like, a person 3 years younger than you, you're not even going to know what the fuck they're talking about. Because it's going to – it's because, like, for me, it's, like, a person about, like, a decade younger than I am. But for them, it's even – closer, the gap's absolutely. Even closer, like because the trends change now like every fucking 6 months.
Yeah,
that, you know,
I just heard the other day, speaking of a upcoming generational divider, basically is like 4 to 5 years from now they're going to start announcing technology, scientific data experiments to basically eliminate aging, like completely wipe it out. Like,
well, yeah, CRISPR's already a thing, so now you could already digitally, like, if you saw the movie Gattaca, you know that movie Gattaca?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You could just pick what genes you want, what color eyes, what color.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you want them to be, like, taller, shorter, stat, like, whatever it is. Yeah.
But they're talking about literally people living to 500. Like, this will become a normal thing.
Sick.
If you want to have certain cellular reproduction, certain diseases fixed basically overnight, that opportunity will present itself in a very short period of time, meaning – the generation that is whatever, like, I don't know, maybe my kids who are like 5 and 3, they'll no longer think of.
You get enough sleep?
Oh, what? What is
you get
sleep?
Enough sleep? No.
I've adapted to like 5-6 hours of sleep, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That 6 hours is
not gonna
solid.
Debt. Not gonna debt.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, you know, it's.
What does your wife do? Can I ask?
Sure, of course. Me. No.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, she does she's actually a hairstylist. She's been doing hair for almost 20 years.
Yeah, my girlfriend's a makeup artist.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's killer money. I mean,
it is
money.
Good. It is good, man.
When you've been doing it for 20 years too, she doesn't have to find new clients.
How long you been together?
7 years actually, as Valentine's Day was her 7 year anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you guys meet? I like talking about.
No,
that. I have
cool.
my own podcast.
The podcast
about
energy just shifted. If you guys realize,
I'm now
interviewee, right?
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
She managed the salon where I would get my haircut.
Did you have like a hot hard bod at that time?
Were
you Josiah Fitness?
I was like in the peak of my single man.
So she wanted that hard hot bod?
She didn't, actually, but the girls in the salon did. And
when you talk back to me, can you whisper, please?
she didn't. She was like, she thought I was kind of the asshole guy that was trying to play the field because I had hit on a girl in the salon, and the girl who cut my hair was into me, even though she was married. And this is me like totally tooting my own horn, like I'm some
sure.
like,
no,
playboy
it's okay.
or whatever.
Toot away, bro.
But anyway, so we hit it off because we were both kind of sick and tired of the bullshit that we were running into in our lives. But she thought I was a bad guy at first. Like she was guarded, man. Like she didn't. I didn't see the inside of her apartment for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, really? So y'all didn't you didn't smash until it took a while to smash.
And that's why I married her, man. Because I was like, this is a girl with values. I need this.
Interesting. Because I think if a girl smashes on the first date, I mean, she likes you enough to let you in, you know?
It's an interesting theory.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She liked you enough to do that.
There's always exceptions to rules, right?
I guess so, yeah.
There's always the outliers. She was definitely an outlier.
Is she because you're a fit person, mm-hmm. is she also a fit person?
She's one of those people that you hate because their genetics are so good.
Really?
Kind of like you. You know, I look at you and I'm like, I just hate this motherfucker.
Well, we were talking before, Larry and I, about how I'm like an ectomorph.
Oh, yeah. Those are some good. That's actually good, better than the endo.
Yeah, and it's like tough for me to put on weight. And I did 2 years ago, I got a membership to Gold's in Venice, like the
nice.
Gold's.
Like that's where Arnold trains, right?
I mean, yeah, yep. You see all these celebrities in there.
Yep.
And I got 8 training sessions. Trainer sessions, and the guy set up a little regimen with like a Google Doc, and he was like, I want you to tell me what you're eating and
macros and all that stuff.
And then like within like a month or two, because he said like when you first start working out, it's like, and then it just sort of like levels off,
the body adapts.
Yeah, so within like a month or two, I put on 8 or 9 pounds of muscle. So I went from I'm 6'1", and when I started I was like 161. And then I got up to about 170. And even that was like a major difference.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, and my girlfriend at the time was like, I'm into this.
Yeah, you get into it, yeah.
But then about a year after that, so then I dropped the trainer because I was like, I could probably do this on my own. But the hardest part about all that stuff is like it's maintenance and logging food. And if you're somebody like me who has tour dates, like it's hard for me to get a regimen or a routine.
Yeah.
This podcast is about fitness mostly.
It
or
is,
no?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit about based, yeah.
Yeah. So for me, and I think the struggle is because I want to be like, I don't want to be like swole, but I want to have like that Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's super short.
Or like I remember when I showed up to the Gold's Gym and I sat down with the consultation. I literally brought a photo of Brad Pitt from Fight Club, and I was like, I want to look like this. He's like, all right, I'm glad you brought this because. Yeah. A lot of times people show up and they don't know what the fuck they want.
Right.
And he's like, all right, well, we'll make a routine for you. And it was the first workout I threw up.
Oh.
And I didn't like going to Gold's because that whole gym always, that particular one, because it's where all like the bodybuilders are, always smells like vomit.
It's like juice heads.
Well, people are always, I think people are always throwing up in that fucking place.
Pushing themselves to like,
and there's no AC.
Freak of death.
And they're like very hardcore, like sweat, fucking sweat, you know? And, a year after that, so then I had maintained, I was going to the gym like 3 to 4 times a week, you know?
Yeah.
But it was hard because traveling makes it so difficult to have a routine. And then.
Massively.
And then, like, last year, last March, I think I did this exercise where you do a curl, and then you turn the bells up, and then you go up.
Like a curl to press?
Yeah, yeah, and then I did that, and then the next day I woke up, and then I just, like, moved my neck, and then I had a crazy bad muscle.
Your trap probably
Yeah, I had, like, something called trapezius something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, ever since then, like, my neck and back has not been the same. And then I actually, this week, went to the... I had some imaging done just to make sure like my spine wasn't fucked up. Cause I also have the guitar on my shoulder nonstop. And I'm like in these, like every day for like an hour, I'm in this position. So I was like, is it that? And the doctor said, no, you just have muscle spasms. So you're going to have to do like acupuncture, do yoga or physical therapy.
Hmm.
And the thing is like, I want to work out and I want to get back to like 170.
Yeah.
But, It's just hard because I'm like worried I'm gonna hurt myself again.
Injuries derail so many people, man. I know from experience, it's awful.
So I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just do fucking push-ups. I'll run. I'll do some pull-ups. But even that, I'm like worried I'm gonna fuck something up.
You should think about if you don't mind, I'll tell you what my
advice. Dude. But I thought about because you had some workout regimens that don't require a gym.
Yeah. There. I'll send one to you.
I'm gonna take my my sweater off real quick.
Yeah. You're not wearing a shirt on anything, right? Like,
no.
Okay. It's like, speaking of which, so, you know, it's funny because the fight club physique, that's actually one of the most there's been so many programs based around Brad Pitt and Fight Club. Like, that's the marketing angle.
Well, now I think it's the Avengers one now.
Yeah, the Avengers.
You know who Kumail Nanjiani is?
Oh, the Indian guy, right?
Yeah. Did you see that photo he posted?
Dude, yeah. That was insane.
But that kind of level of work, that's like every day. And, you know, these celebrities, they have a nutritionist. They have a trainer. Sure. They have everything.
You got all that now.
They have a chef. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
we peaked a little bit. No, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
I know this sounds lame. I want to be like the comic who dresses well on stage and is healthy. Because a lot of times comics are like, I'm ugly and I'm a nerd. And it's
like that's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
No,
I don't know. Maybe that's going to sound douche.
No, it's not.
This is going to hit the airwaves and people are going to be like, fuck this guy. He already sings fucking R&B's, whatever.
What else
do you need, Morgan?
Right.
Just be a skinny dude.
You already got the voice of an angel, right? Now you need a six-pack, too. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
God. No, it's funny because I played poker for, 5-6 years pretty seriously in college and stuff. And all poker players are like out of shape, right? They're just like fucking like, they're like,
by the way,
walking
dead. I'm gonna tag us. I'm going to do a little post.
Perfect. I was like, well, I want to be the fit poker player. I want to look the part, right? So there's nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So my advice on the injury, number one, because that's probably like, if you start with the most important thing is getting that fixed. I would say a rock solid chiropractor.
You think a chiropractor is good?
Hell yes.
Doesn't Joe Rogan say that shit is whack?
You know why he says that?
Why?
Because 90% of them are.
I know. I have a guy who's incredible. Because one guy is like a rack and crack, which I went to for a little bit. And then there's this other guy that I go to. Dustin is some dude from North Dakota or whatever. And I spend 90 minutes with him, and he probably spends like 10 minutes of the session doing the cracking.
Okay.
The rest of the stuff is like breaking up fascia.
Breaking that
up. Like he does all this other shit, you know?
A good chiropractor will also give you a solid mobility routine to do on your own, right? Because that's what you ultimately need. You're in a compromised position with playing the guitar. I already know what happened. You had a tight posterior chain, which is just a fancy term for the back of your body.
Yeah.
Because of your lifestyle.
I'm like this.
You travel a lot, so you're sitting a lot, then you're sitting up on stage.
Do you know
what
I just got for flying? Instead of getting a neck pillow, I actually got a neck brace.
Oh, God.
Because I saw some other girl do it, and I was like, that makes more sense.
Sure,
it keeps you still, and
it's a brace for real, or is it?
Yeah,
like
I have it in the bag right now. I should get it.
You should wear it on the show.
Yeah,
just to be safe.
I'm gonna hold on. I have to get it now. It'll take 2 seconds.
If you come back looking like a paraplegic, I'm gonna lose it, man. Oh my God, I just heard it. I just heard the neck brace open. Oh shit.
Let's go.
It kind of looks like a very thick scarf or turtleneck.
Let's go.
Oh my God, man! So that, how tight is that? Though,
it's good, dude. It's pretty chill.
It's comfortable.
It's pretty good. It's pretty comfortable.
So you got
it's pretty good.
It's good for your.
Yeah, I'm so comfortable right now. I'm chilling, bro.
Oh my God, man! So you get well,
but
I guess
no,
that
I don't
does
put
make
it
more
too,
sense,
I don't put, but like you know,
neck pillows are worthless, man.
They are worthless.
They suck.
What are you, 6'1"?
Yeah, we're the same height.
So, you know, for us, if you're flying, you know, I fly Delta, it doesn't matter. Especially, and then the seats for the small planes are the worst because they're
terrible.
Made for people who are like 5'7". So then when I'm up there, the thing that where your head would rest is fucking right here. So I'm like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the worst.
You get there and you have like spinal issues.
And then I'm in a different bed every other. I just bought a king size like memory foam bed.
Nice. But what's your sleeping position though?
If you side sleeper.
So, same here.
And I hug a pillow and I put a pillow between my leg.
That's what you got to do.
And I make sure my girlfriend's not even in the bed with me. Just kidding.
Yep. Same here. That's so weird. You know. My wife's in the bed, not my girlfriend. But
yeah.
So we the big thing with side sleepers too, by the way, that impacts the neck, because I've dealt with this a lot too, is you want to make sure that the neck is in alignment with your entire body when you're laying on your side.
I never
know. What I mean?
I just got a new pillow. It's like, so yeah, it changed a little bit for me.
Because I'll tell you what, even the slight degree of either this way or that way or whatever, if you're laying down and it's this way, or if you're laying down the pillow is really high and your neck's up, that can actually do a number on your neck over time, because then what will end up happening is it gets tight, right, to compensate for you're in the bed for,
I think that's what happened, because I was sleeping with a really, really old pillow.
Yep.
And my head would always be down.
And then you go to do your freaking heavy curl to press to impress, you know, the local celebrity at the gym, and next thing you know, you're like, and I've been there. I
By
know
the
exactly
way, Amazon,
what it feels like.
Amazon, $16.
We'll put the
link in the bio.
The
link in the bio.
We'll do the affiliate link. All proceeds go to True Transformation Podcast. But so like it's a common issue, especially with your lifestyle, which is on the go, new bed, whatever.
And also imagine you go to, sometimes I'll go to some town in the middle of nowhere. I got to fly in, then I got to drive another 2 hours. One of the things my roommate got me on was he always has a jump rope with him.
Mm.
So for the long car rides, if he stops, he'll do like a quick jump rope. Just
cardio.
Cardio, get the blood flowing and stuff like that, you know?
I mean, if you're trying to add muscle, man, like the good news with being an endomorph is you don't need a lot of workouts. Because you got to think about it. Your body is more primed to burn than it is to build, right? Mm. So if you're doing a lot of activity, like a lot of training, like puking, that's not the best.
Is cardio bad, though?
It's not bad. It depends. So,
because for a while I was
how
doing.
Define it.
Cause for a while, you know, I live by the beach, so for a while, like every other day, I do like a 5K.
That's like a 20 like to running.
30, on the beach, like 20-30 minute run.
It's probably
just
not
to get my heart. It's for me also. It's good for singing.
Oh yeah,
because for me, I got to keep my like you'd be surprised how much actual work I do on my voice.
Oh, I'm sure it's a ton.
You know, like stretching and then working isolating the diaphragm and
sure.
Do it like making, you know, it's like its own workout, actually.
It has to
know?
Be, right? Because that's your livelihood.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
if you lose your voice, then it's like, well, there it goes, right? Then I have to step in for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude. Can you sing?
Yeah, actually. A
I
little
believe
bit.
You, dude.
We'll do a duet to finish the podcast tonight.
You're fucking large.
You'll start, and I'll follow you in. I'll be your backup vocals. My dad was a great singer, and his voice is identical to mine. But it's country music. I can sing really
good.
My dad
was a singer.
Really?
He was a pop star in Argentina.
Show, really?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. I have a – and Larry, we could talk about that too later. But I have
shout
all
out to Larry Hagner, who's
in
the background.
But
too.
I have all his records and shit. Like,
dude, that's awesome. Yeah, so he was like a big-time singer.
Yeah, you know, like whatever the lifespan of a pop star is, if you can imagine, it's like a year or two maybe.
Yeah.
So he had like – he traveled all through South America, Europe.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
So like – your dad being a singer, how did that impact you, like influence you to get into it? Or
well, he, you know, he passed away when I was 6, and he was a guitar player. And if you look me up, I have like a little heart on my guitar, and that's because like he had a little heart in his guitar.
Oh man!
But it didn't start out that way, because I went to theater school and I was doing stand up, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny how I ended up doing this, and now I'm traveling. And if I didn't really get to know him, but I kind of feel like with what I do, I kind of have an idea of what his life must have been
sure.
like. In and out of hotels, hooking up with mad bitches, you know.
Yeah,
no.
In Argentina. Oh, my God. So, but what made you shift from the stand-up to incorporating more of the
you
music?
Know, I was like 6 years into doing stand-up, and I kind of hit a wall creatively. I had auditioned for the JFL Festival. That's Just for Laughs. It's like a big comedy festival, and I was really optimistic, and then nothing happened, and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing, you know? So then somebody recommended I do try the guitar out, so I took a summer to try it out.
You never played before? You just
started? No, I was playing since I was like 16.
Oh, okay.
But I just, you know, I never thought I had a good voice.
Mm.
But I was also comparing myself to like Beyonce and Whitney Houston and shit, you know?
Bruce Springsteen.
There's also a certain stigma around guitar comedy.
What is that? What's the stigma?
Oh, I think it's a crutch. They think you have a you use a guitar because you don't know how to write a joke or tell a joke.
That sounds like haters.
I mean, it is haters. You know, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, at least once a week or once a month, somebody will come up to me. It happened last week or 2 weeks ago. A girl was like, you know, normally I don't like a guy doing guitar comedy, but it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, always.
They're hating on it like that.
Always.
That's crazy. It's just because they're jealous they can't play the guitar and do it. I mean, obviously.
I hope so, but
hard to me. That's why
I think
like,
I'm doing more things on stage.
That's what I'm saying.
If
like,
you see my show tonight, I'm like, well, tonight you'll see I'll tell jokes and then I'll sing some songs and I'll make some shit up and I'll also cough on stage a bunch. So
spread the virus everywhere.
The second show was rough last night because people were drunk. There was one fucking meathead looking dude who had like a hot girlfriend with fake tits who just was like, he was just heckling the whole set.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what was he doing?
Bro, he had a glass and he literally was shaking the ice and it's a small room. And I commented on it and he just was talking. He actually ended up giving me $20 cash after the show.
What?
And I don't know if it was a tip or an apology or what. I handled it well. Like, I'm not a mean guy when it comes to hecklers.
That's so weird.
I said
this is a grown man that did this?
Oh, yeah. He must have been in his late 30s, early 40s. I just said something like, please, dude, honestly, like, I'm not feeling well. Just let me get through this. Let me fulfill the terms of my fucking contract so I can get paid, bro. Just, we're almost done, dude. Rather than shut the fuck up. Like, some comics get real mean.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that because like then it's kind of weird.
Yeah, get like a Fight Club vibe.
The vibe gets weird in the room and... And then the audience can turn on you because they're like, "Well, why you don't go that hard on him?" So I just be nice.
They
about
start
it.
To like tribe up.
Yeah, and plus, because I'm singing, it's like a little bit softer, and it's like it's chill.
It's romantic.
It's I get away with a lot on stage.
So he was heckling you with the ice and talking and shit. That's
oh yeah, I got
crazy.
It on tape. I'll probably post it.
He gave you $20.
I'll probably post. I thought it was gonna be 50, and then he gave me the 20, but. Because he was flipping through his fucking bankroll. He's like, oh, I'm going to give you some. All right.
His girl was probably like, man, that guy's got like a Fight Club physique.
Well, his girlfriend was like, stop, babe, stop.
He's so insecure, this guy.
Stop.
Babe,
stop.
Oh, my God. What a dick. That's crazy, though. I can't imagine being that like much of an asshole to go to a comedy show and think of heckling. My biggest concern going to a comedy show is like, you looking at me and the whole fucking night, you're just like going in on me like for something. Because I
don't go in too
I've
hard
seen
like
that happen.
Yeah. Oh, I put it in my mouth.
Sorry. Just a matter of time.
I don't ever go too hard on people like that. No.
That's just not your style.
I don't like to do it. Yeah. I like us to have a nice warm time.
No, it's good, man. But it's just crazy.
Am I disgusting? I might put it shit off the floor, put it in my mouth.
This is all on camera. This is all going on every social media platform.
Yeah.
Damn. So you had a creative block just doing stand-up, and then you decided to incorporate
well, I didn't,
music.
Like, I was doing well, but I don't know. I got tired of telling the same jokes, I guess, you know?
How often does that happen, though? Like, how often do you have to, like, sit back down and go, all right, let me rehash some things, create new stuff?
I don't know. I think you should always be evolving, you know, maybe you find your voice, but, I think once you got to find ways to push yourself, I think, cause I believe you got to change and grow. I think my theater school kind of taught me that like growth as a person is synonymous with growth as an artist, you know? So you gotta be going outside of your comfort zone, you know? So now what is going on in my body?
I just heard that. What was
am
that?
Am I making weird? What's going on?
It sounded
on?
Like
you couldn't hear, but the camera this picked it up.
That was awesome.
It was like a little cat in my
literally, you know what it sounded like? It sounded like a girl being like, "Hey," like that's what it sounded like in your throat.
Let's see.
I totally heard that, dude. I thought maybe we were like picking up an airwave somewhere. Like,
would you guys like to see my motivation quote for the day?
Oh yeah.
Work hard in silence. Let success make the noise.
That's perfect for your stand-up last night where you were just like, listen, I could totally fucking just kill this guy right now, but I'm just going to
yeah, kill him. Man. It's like, I don't know.
Let my success talk for itself. It earned you $20.
Got me $20, bro. But I think people were tired also last night because, like, usually it's a host, a feature, and then me. But last night I had a friend from L.A., two friends who happened to be in town. So I let them do 5 minutes each, and then the feature does 20, and then the host does 10, and then they let another guy do like 7 minutes. So by the time I got on,
Damn.
Well, by the time I got on, it was like already a 50-minute show, and they were already exhausted. So
they're drunk.
And they're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, so I was already in a tough situation. I made a joke about that too. So,
man. Well, I'm sure it probably. I mean, it's probably a common thing. It's crazy that people would do that. It's just weird. Like, I'm there to laugh my ass off. I'm not there to have like confrontations. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Some people show up and they're like, "You better be funny."
I paid $18 to be here, dude.
You better be fucking funny or else I'm going to kill you.
Right.
You're like, what? What are you saying?
He probably took a shot of, like, roids right before he came.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck this guy.
Although I will say having a cold or getting over a cold kind of helped my set, because when you're sick, you kind of have this, like, you don't really give a shit vibe.
Oh, okay.
That it allows you to be looser and have more fun, because like if it doesn't go well, you could be like, well, it's because of this, you know.
Yeah. You're like, so, if it doesn't go well, good. I'm going to get the hell out of here and go lay down. 100%. Take some NyQuil.
Yeah.
So I want to go back, though, to what you were saying about growing as a person, right? Because I agree, man. Like, I'm not the same guy I was 10 years ago. Hell, I'm not the same guy I was probably a couple years ago.
Like, I mean, every 7 years, your whole body's different.
Yeah.
Every cell. You know that every cell. 7 years, every cell in your body's different.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. That's so, yeah, it's normal to feel that way. But like, so with your progression to what you do now, and then I want to talk about your dad again too. Like, where did you start to really
do that, dude? Why do you want to do that?
I'm just fucking with
you.
No, we can talk about it. No, trust, we're going there.
No, let's do it.
We're already there. So where did you start to realize, like, huh, this is kind of the, like, for real, this is the direction I want to go. Like, was there like a moment where you're like, this is totally working. This is it.
I don't know, man. I mean, people were responding really positively to it, and I was just – I mean, 3 years – the first 3 years of the music comedy, I was just writing songs, like funny songs.
Mm.
And then I started doing these shows called So Far Sounds. I don't know if you know what those are.
No.
But they're – have you heard of this? They're like secret shows all over the world, music shows.
Okay.
And I kind of snuck in there as a musician, and they let me do – I would get a full 20 to 30 minutes to perform.
Wow.
Which is unheard of as a comedian in Los Angeles, you know? So those shows gave me a lot of room to grow, because, A, the audiences did not expect comedy at all.
Yeah.
And B, because of that, I really got to fuck around with the crowd. That's kind of where I learned that I could actually do a little crowd work.
Yeah.
And C is for cat, dude, you know?
So, nice.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah.
Rule of threes. And then, but that was really where it shifted. And then people started, like, they would, when I would do a show, they'd be like, hey, are you going to do that musical crowd work thing that you do? And I was like, all right, yeah, sure. And I didn't think I was like that good at it. And I still don't think I'm that good at it.
I think it's really good.
But, thank you. But now, like, when I write a song, I try to incorporate crowd work into the song. Mm. And what that does is, sorry, I'm the worst guest of all time. I'm like,
no, it's fine.
Mic, I'm putting it in my mouth. I'm picking shit off the floor, eating it.
I'll take the stickers before I leave.
This will never air.
This will never air. Just say whatever you want, man.
Yeah, but now with the crowd work, for me, it makes every show a little bit different and fun, you know, because I set up this kind of framework to play in.
Yeah.
So we can never get too off track, you know.
Huh.
So I don't know. I have a song called Bro.
I think I've heard it. Or clips of it on your Instagram.
Yeah, and I'll do it tonight so you guys can see it.
Yeah.
And you'll see, like, I pick a guy out of the crowd, and we kind of bro out, and we, like, bond, and we find a way to, you know, and then, like, every show I do that, it's the questions are more or less the same, but I'll ask them, what are your hobbies? Like, what was your name again?
Ryan.
Like, what are your hobbies, bro?
I like making videos.
Dude, I fucking love making videos. What are you editing on, dude? Adobe, or are you doing Final Cut, or like, you doing Avid? Adobe? Yeah, dude, that's real. That's real, bro. You doing 4K, or you also do some coloring? Do you color the film? I love coloring the film. I love it, bro. I love it, dude.
I believe you. I feel like you're not lying, though.
Well, that I do know about video. Well, sometimes it will just happen to be like I'll pick – he'll say something. Like, one guy said he liked sailing.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, I fucking love sailing. I said, what kind of, I fucking love it, dude. You were like, starboard.
I love it, starboard.
Port side, what do you love, dude? Don't you just love that salty air in your fucking face, bro? How many knots you like to cruise at? How many knots? And you just say shit like, I love just putting up that canvas, bro. Where do you dock your boat? Marina or like a river? Like, what do you do? Like, I just, then you just, because the fun is just like Larry, what are your hobbies, bro? What, do you have a hobby?
I've raised my four drunk boys.
Dude, I love raising your four kids. Dude, same. Dude, that's so crazy. I raise your kids. And then, so
that's awesome.
I don't want to get, but it's always fun because the kids. Yeah. So, and sometimes I'll pick a guy and he'll be there with his girlfriend. And I'll be like, is that your girlfriend? And I'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, same, bro. I can't believe she took time. And it's like this, dog. What the fuck, bro? I wouldn't do that to you. So it's just like, so you have this framework, and I just did it. I just did it twice, and it was fun each time because it's just,
yeah,
it makes it special each time. So I always feel like I'm not going to be able to write a new funny song, but right now I'm kind of focusing on writing jokes. So you'll see a little bit more of that tonight.
Do you have to, like, test out material?
Well, the songs are different because I just write the song, I practice the song, and then I do it, and then we see how it goes. And yeah. Then if it doesn't go, we just rewrite. We write a new song.
Just go again.
With the jokes, you like start with a premise. You see if the premise gets some chuckles, and then you say, "Can I go farther with this?"
Is this all like you're doing? Like, you have this kind of mapped out, obviously beforehand, but then live, you're kind of deciding like, "All right, this is cool. Let's keep going."
Yeah, I mean, you just, I'm not one of these people who really write on stage. Like, for the joke that I'm trying to work on now is how I saw a guy driving a car, and on his center dashboard, he was watching the movie John Carter.
What?
So I just thought, like, man, what if this dude fucking dies, and his wife gets a call, like, your husband died in a car accident. And they're like, oh my God, what happened? It's like, well, he wasn't paying attention to the road. He was watching John Carter.
Jesus.
And then she's like, well, at least he died doing what he loved, watching John Carter. Do you know what John Carter? John Carter is a movie that was supposed to be a huge hit. They spent like over $250 million making this film. It's about, I'm going to just give you the synopsis. It's about a guy from the Wild West who gets transported to Mars. And because the gravity is less in Mars, he could jump really high and he's really strong. And there's like a drought on Mars, and like he unites a tribe, and as you could see, it was fucking awesome.
Sounds amazing.
And
was Matt Damon in it? Who was in it?
It was Taylor Kitsch, the dude from Friday Night Lights, and he was supposed to be this huge star. And I honestly don't know why it wasn't a hit, but because I'll be real.
Sounds so realistic.
I'll be real with you. Like, I kind of enjoy the movie. I like sci-fi. I'm like, I thought it was very imaginative, but some of the stuff is fucking ridiculous in this movie.
Somebody's watching it on their dashboard.
So I just thought it was funny. Like, this guy is like, oh, this is the scene where he fucking jumps in the air 100 feet and then punches this green alien in the face. I got to see this shit.
Kickaboo!
Oh, look at that. That's cool, man. Look at him flying through the air in that weird space flying thing. Mars looks crazy,
what kind
bro.
Of car was that?
So you see, like, I haven't done – I'm, like, just talking out loud. Like, I'll do that tonight because you guys laughed a little bit.
It's funny.
You know?
I mean, I'm picturing the scene.
This is
like,
good because this is the vibe I want to be on stage. Like, chill like this.
Yeah.
Because it's nice. I'm going to try to remember this pot, like this
just,
vibe.
Just picture me, Ryan, and Larry in the front row just like, just staring at you, like laughing our asses off.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
So that's, and then we'll just polish it up, go from there. And
I love it.
You know?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What are you really passionate about though? Like what are you, if you, not just maybe with like comedy, but like just with you as a person, what do you like really, what gets you hyped?
Oh, I love really connecting with people. Like when I meet people, like I like to, you know, I like to say like, how's your heart and soul? Like, what's going on, dude? I don't really care about what you do for a living. Like what's up?
Yeah.
What are you upset about right now? What are you hyped about? Because passion is something we could all connect, a level we could all connect on. So, I mean, maybe that's why, like, in my set, I work so hard to, you know, Guys, get off your fucking phone and pay attention to me. I'm just kidding with you. I'm just messing with you.
I'm going to hire you as, yeah.
No, I'm really just messing with you. You can go back up.
I mean, I brought a whole entourage to the
but,
podcast. So.
No, I was just kidding. I'm sorry. Now I feel bad.
Pay attention to everything
you can
he
pick
says.
It up, bro. It's all good.
It's no way to treat
guests. Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, just connecting. Like, I like making people happy. Mm. What gets me hyped, man? I mean, on one level, I like a good sci-fi story. I just got really into Star Trek this last year and a half.
They have a new season, right? Like a new season.
Yeah, dude. I watched all of Next Generation from the 90s last year.
Sick.
I'm going through Voyager right now. Mm. Watching Picard on CBS All Access. And
classic.
I'm like, I like it, dude. I like space travel. I'm hyped on space travel.
You're like a big Elon Musk guy or what?
No, I don't know too much about Elon Musk. All I know is that he, like, right now he's becoming a DJ, and, like, I respect that.
Oh, that's...
I respect that.
That's such an Elon Musk thing, though.
Well, like, he's, like, you know, he's going out of his comfort zone. He's trying new things. I think it's cool, man. He's vibing out.
Yeah, I mean, and then he's in his spare time designing, you know, basically buses, but in space for us to go and, you know, explore the galaxy.
Yeah.
That's freaking nuts. That scares me, dude. Like, I can imagine. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we have different. I love sci-fi, too, but actually going to space scares me to death.
Really?
Like, I couldn't imagine, like, looking down out the window. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's Earth. Like,
well, you're a fucking pussy, bro.
Right?
I don't know what to tell you, dude. Level up, dude.
I know. But could you imagine? Could
push
you picture?
The boundaries of man, bro. Come
you're
on.
Going to space? You're going to be first? I'm sending you to space,
I'll
bro,
to space.
Just because you said
I'll
that.
I'll go to space, bro. I'm ready. Put me on top of that rocket ship. Let's go.
You'd be good entertainment, though. You know what? You'd be good entertainment because you're funny as shit, but you're also not too aggressive, like you said. You're, like, chill. So the passenger's like, I would need that, man, for my anxiety.
Bro, you know what gets me hyped, man? Doing a show, and, like, there's this thing called it's like state of flow. Mm. The flow state.
Yeah,
there's
dude.
Some shows where, like, a lot of, like, before I go on, I like to be in the crowd to, like, just, I don't know, feel what the vibe of the crowd is, you know, because I think there is something to that. And there's something to energies and.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and, like, don't deny the energy in the crowd. I hate comics who go up and just, like, do their material and don't acknowledge whatever the elephant. Metaphorical elephant in the room is.
There's like a bad, maybe not bad, but
you
like
know?
A certain vibe. Or
like
whatever.
Tonight is different. Like the 7 o'clock show is different from the 9 o'clock show.
Right. There might not be the asshole
okay.
in the crowd.
So don't expect it to go the same. Like last night, the 7:30 show was dope.
Yep.
And then the 9:45 show was not dope. Mm. And I talked about it and we had to just address it.
Sure.
You know? But that state of flow. Is like that what you're chasing that feels so good that keeps you feeling good for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, man, that show was, you know, that show was dope. And I think
like,
what also makes a great show is like trying something new and taking a risk because that means you made your time on stage worth it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. So, flow state's big, man. That,
you know what I'm talking about? When
hell yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
I get into that with podcasting actually all the time. Like,
yeah?
I feel like like right now, I'm in kind of a flow state with you because
great.
I feel like we could talk for
dude, I'm hard.
Hours. You know,
I'm hard. Bro.
Like yeah. I know. I see
right
it. You guys can't.
That's
see
why
it,
I have this bottle here. I'm gonna cover it up. No. But I feel good about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
Did you say 7 minutes?
No, he was saying it's seven.
7 o'clock.
We're trying to keep you on time for your show.
Yeah, even if we finish in 10 or 15 minutes. It's
fine. But flow state's big, man.
That finding that and it's like, so many people don't even know about that or like. Even search for it in their own personal life.
You know who gets into flow states easier? Runners.
Yes.
Yep.
When I was like prepping for like a, what is it? Like, it was like a 1 month tour. I was going to be gone for a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was running every other day for like doing a 5K every day.
Oh, wow.
And the first, every other day. So like the first, I had gotten an Apple Watch just to motivate me. And I was like, in Venice Beach, there's like markers you could set. So like there's the pier, and if you could run from the pier to there and back or whatever, you know. So for me, it was like just a little bit further, like a little bit further.
Mm.
And then at some point, like towards the end of my run, I was like, man, I feel like I just keep fucking going.
Right. That runner's
and
high.
I was like, nah, just there's a guy who does the Joe Rogan podcast who talks about in fitness, like not pushing yourself. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And he like big like, Redfield or something like that.
He's like, you don't want to like wear out your body's like a car, you know? Yeah. And like, you don't want to put too much mileage on it. So you just want to treat it, you know, do it to feel
just
healthy.
Enough.
Yeah, just enough just to feel healthy. Yeah. So that's how I saw it. Like, as soon as I finally hit like a 7.5 minute mile, which is like good for me.
Sure. That's pretty fast.
It's pretty good, you know? Yeah, because I started out, it was like 9.5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Still not bad.
And then even after like I'm not also sprinting. I'm just like trying to just
aerobic.
I just don't want to stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to stop and walk.
Yep.
So I want to do a pace that's going to allow me to do
the
3.1 miles, you know? But yeah, by the end of the run, I was like, I fucking just want to keep going. And I was like, I remember for a while, I was like looking forward to the run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's the flow state, though. It's the same energy.
Yeah.
It's your body.
And your breath is just like.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't know what it is, but it feels great.
No, it's amazing. And when you're doing like work, whatever, if you're podcasting or if you're on stage or whatever, like getting in that flow and then also knowing when to like be like, all right, like I could go for hours right now.
Yeah.
But it's probably better for us to like
just
end it on a good like energy.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we got to get you like where you want to be, dude.
We're going to figure it out, dude.
I sent you the exercises for your shoulders, like the
Did you DM them?
Yeah, I sent you some stuff.
I'm going to look it up again.
Your big thing, man.
I'm bombarded with just girls just hitting me up. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody does.
Right. Trannies. And girls. So, no, you know what it is, man? After this past year, I had so many injuries. Like, my whole life I had no injuries, basically. Then I had a bunch. Went through a bunch of, like, crap. I was depressed like crazy. But now, like, what it's helped me to do is have empathy for people who have – like hardcore stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel you, dude, because I'm like, I know how it feels to have things where you're like, God, I want to do it, but it's like, I don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine like your fucking neck being in pain and you have to go on stage and like?
Oh,
I mean,
I've had to do that.
It's awful, man. It's awful.
I've had to do it. It's fucking terrible.
So you're gonna need a heavy dose of minimalist training, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, and I'll send some stuff to you, but
I'll take it, dude. We'll do a thing, and if I start looking good, I can endorse it. I did the Josiah Fitness program,
or it'll be like the Morgan J program, and
sure.
then all of a sudden, like you'll steal my whole business.
But I feel like not.
Yeah, but like, what happened to all my clients, Morgan?
I feel like being healthy. It's like so much of it is just like nutrition.
It's everything,
you know?
Actually.
It's everything,
It's
huh?
everything, yeah. I don't like the whole, like, nutrition's 80%. It's everything.
Are you using do you use an app like MyFitnessPal?
I use it sometimes, yeah.
Bro, it's just like, it's so hard to, I'm already doing so much with my own business.
Yeah, it's
so
hard,
to have to, like, imagine like going to Google and like, okay, I did 10 reps. I did 3 sets of 10 reps at this many weights. And then tomorrow I'm going to do 5 more pounds, and then we'll go back, and then we're going to do 60 seconds of resting this time, but tomorrow it's going to be 30 seconds of rest, and then it's like, fuck!
Yeah, you sound like you work for, like, Amazon or something, or you're, like, trying to get all the analytics set up. You know what you need, man? This will solve, well, it'll help you at least, but I have this thing where for clients of mine who travel a lot, is you have your go-to meals, your go-to, like, what you order. Like, you know, you come to a big city, right? Most big cities like D.C., they have the same stuff. Whole Foods, they got the restaurants. You go to Bumfuck America, okay, they got the McDonald's,
Wiggly's.
The Taco Bell. Right, whatever. Yeah. But you have your go-tos where you already know the calories are where they need to be. You don't need to look it up. You just order it, and you eat it, right?
Yeah, I don't even look at calories.
Yeah, you don't need to do
I'm
anything.
I'm like an everything in moderation kind of guy. I'm like, that's too much. I think I don't really drink anymore at all.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to add muscle – what really it's going to come down to is a few things. One, make sure you're eating enough, right? Enough to support your body and also help get rid of the coronavirus that you have.
Yeah.
That's going to help too. But
shows are going to be rough tonight. Shows are going to be rough
tonight. Hey, we'll be right back. But so then the second thing is making sure that you're not training too much, man. Like, because ultimately a lot of your time needs to be spent on mobility, making sure you stay healthy so that you don't run into a scenario where you tweak something or you're sore, you know, and it gets you out of the gym for another 3 or 4 months, right?
Yeah.
You got to do some running because it's your career. Like, you want to take care of your lungs and everything.
Yeah.
But you can do it in, like you said, moderation, man. And then, you know, as best you can, getting better sleep when you're on the road, it's fucking hard, man. Like, you got to have, like, I send you some stuff you could take that'll not make you feel like crap the next day.
I have Klonopin, but I get nervous about taking that
shit. Don't take that. I'll give you some better stuff. That's not going to make you wake up drowsy.
Really? Okay, good.
And it won't fuck with your...
Because I got anxiety, dude. I meditate. I won't dry you out. That.
Yeah, meditation's a good one, too.
You know, some of us have trauma. You know what I mean?
We're dealing with it. We all do. This is...
You know what I'm fucking saying?
Ryan's turning red. My camera guy's turning red.
No, I'm looking right into the camera.
Oh, you're not. Oh, I thought you were talking to Ryan. Ryan thinks you're talking to him.
Talking right into the fucking camera. If you have trauma, go to therapy. Deal with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Understand why you are the way you are.
I mean, or come on my podcast. We'll hash it out. We'll get you squared away.
Don't be afraid of talking to the lens too, because people want to see you.
No, I'm the Dr. Phil in this scenario, man. You're the patient.
No, dude. This is my podcast now.
The Morgan J Fitness. That's the new podcast.
J Fitness. J Zaya Fitness.
MJ Fitness.
J Zaya Fitness. Welcome to J Zaya Fitness.
I just got demoted to assistant coach.
Where we talk about the fitness of your mind and your soul.
I have a selfish request.
Yo, what's up?
I wanna be like an audience member, and I want you to do a song with me. Like I wanna answer your questions.
Can you hear me that?
And we'll end the show this way, because I know the audience, their abs are hurting at this point because of all the laughter.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you, dude. Thank you, Ryan, right? Thank you, brother.
It's the biggest dildo I've ever seen.
Dude, this is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, man, I bet.
Shout out to Cordoba, who I would really love a legit endorsement from y'all since I played your guitar in national television.
Man, that's a no-brainer.
All y'all gave me was a half off a guitar.
If I'm running the social media partnerships, I'm all in on Morgan J, man.
Josiah, 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 Josiah.
I'm feeling it already.
Do you have a lover in your life?
Many. My family, yeah. I have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You making love to everybody in your family? What the fuck, Josiah? You weirdo.
I knew as soon as I said that, as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I was fucked.
Why are you having love with your children? This is To Catch a Predator. We caught you, we caught you, caught you, caught you, caught you.
I have one lover, my wife, but I love my family.
How often do you and your wife make love? Not enough, okay.
Never enough, right? It's never enough.
Never enough. It's never enough. No, it's not never enough. No, it's not never enough. Can I get a dick suck? Because when you're married, blowjobs are hard to come by.
Facts.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Because it's like, you know, she kisses your children with that mouth. It's like The Sopranos, right? It's like, damn. I mean, you got four kids, Larry. How often you getting a dick suck, dog? Hell yeah, dude. Sorry to take it there, bro.
Oh, man. I'm so glad my wife doesn't watch my podcast.
Saying some salty ass shit on Josiah Fitness.
I'm going to be rooming with you when I have to get kicked out of the house, man. Well,
you ever go to L.A. at all?
We have family out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have friends
out
there, too.
You ever get to go there alone?
I'm allowed to go alone.
So many hot chicks in L.A. that need some personal training. What's your wife's name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Just give him a hall pass, Michelle. Let him ride, let him ride, let him ride. Let him ride with Morgan J.
Oh, man. So, dude, that's an instant classic.
We're just having some fun. These chords.
I'm dying, man. It's you can't go wrong. I mean, I saw, what's his name?
These are my, whatchamacallit, crowd work chords.
Nice. I can't think of the dude's name. He's a great singer. He's got many hits. But he did this thing where he played like every top 10 song.
I could show you that right now.
Ed Sheeran, right?
Well, there's something called Axis of Evil. They did the whole thing. So it's like, take on me, just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world, can you feel the love tonight, tonight? Forever young, I want to be forever young, and all that.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's just four chords.
See, like, that's sick. That's so sick.
Not as sick as my cough, baby.
Dude, so are you what's the plan with comedy? Are you going to stay with comedy only, or are you going to get into acting and stuff?
Well, you know, be a great actor, I went to theater school. I'd like to act more and travel less. Mm. And also there's more money in acting. But then again, it's like now there's so many outlets for like performance, like, you know, with TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. Mm. You know, how do you I have this conversation with a buddy of mine on the regular about like, do we look to Hollywood to help us to put us out there? Or because now, you know, it used to be that Hollywood could help make you a star and like make you successful and get you paid and this shit. But now I've taken so many meetings where they're like, well, how many followers do you have? Like, what's your situation? It's like,
oh, wow.
They're like, you already have to be somebody famous, really? Or somebody with a blue check mark to even now I do, but
how
to
do
even,
I get one? I need one, man. Send
dude,
me one.
I got hooked up with somebody hooked me up, and they submitted me, but they're like work for a powerful agency, and they helped me out. But
street cred, man.
I guess the criteria is not as hard as you think. You have to have like be mentioned in some sort of journal, public journal, like 3 or 4 times, and then something like that, like have articles written about you, something like that. Or if you have a fake accounts or something. If you're somebody with like a million followers, if you have several fake accounts,
you were telling me that. Ryan was telling me that. Yeah.
Then they'll have to verify that it's your account.
That's cool. Dang, man. Yeah, I could just picture you like in a really funny movie. Yeah, I don't know why.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, like one of his type of movies.
I mean, I don't want to give away the idea that I want to do, but I got ideas.
Nice. So I could see.
I got some stuff we're working on. You know, I got some ideas. And now it's not, you don't even have to have the idea finished in LA. You just have to like be good at pitching an
idea. Just sounds like a good idea, and
it's
then like, they kind of roll with it.
Listen, it's this meets that. And then we're going to bring this person in. It's going to be fucking great. You guys are going to love it. Yeah. And they're like, we want it.
Boom. Sign the check. Yeah. Investors. You know? Boom. Yeah. Dude, well, first of all, man, thanks so much for making the time.
Oh, yeah,
the show.
Man. If I'm back over here, I'm down to do it again. You know,
I'm coming out to LA this year. I have a bunch of friends out there, probably mutual friends and stuff. All right. We'll hang out. We'll do some more stuff, man. No, this is great. And I'll take care of your fitness stuff. I'll send you everything
really?
I got. Yeah.
Oh, fuck
of course,
yeah, man.
That's what I do. That's what I'm passionate
about. Thank you for the stickers.
Oh, of course, man. It's my pleasure. Where can people connect with you, find your tour dates and all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely go to morganj.com. And I update that every couple weeks. Although I think my tour dates will start getting a little bit more sparse. But the main thing you're going to want to check out is I'm going to Scotland for a full month in August.
Sick. I used to live there.
I'm doing the Fringe Festival. You familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Biggest theater festival in the world, 800 shows a day for a full month.
Wow.
And
800.
I'll be doing my own hour-long show every day, 25 nights straight. So I'm going to have to be like prepping for that shit.
Dude, that's awesome. So
I'm raising money for it. I'm going to be launching it March 2nd, the GoFundMe. I did a soft launch. I've already raised like $2,000.
Nice, man.
I'm just trying to raise $5,000. Small things, not like a huge sum, but
yeah.
That's the main thing I'm working on. And then I'm going to try to put out more clips every week. Every Tuesday, a little clip on my Instagram at Morgan J.
Sweet, man. Yeah, I enjoy your content.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Put more out, man. It's hilarious.
You know, it's hard. It's like
it is hard.
You got to shoot it, edit it, subtitle it, plan it out, figure out the hashtags.
Yeah.
Ask other people to like do all this stuff, and then I have a podcast once a week also.
Your own podcast?
Yeah, called I just started it back up a couple weeks ago called Relationship Status.
Sweet.
So I interview people who maybe they're newly divorced, newly engaged, newly moved in together, single, whatever it is, wherever they're at. Maybe newly transitioned or
came out or whatever.
I think this week I'm going to be interviewing adult film entertainer.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll see what her life is, see what her relationship status is like, and like a lot of questions for her, I'm sure, you know?
Wow. Well,
so
yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on, bro. We'll fist
and,
bump again.
Where can we see you? Where can we find your stuff? Just
they'll figure it out. We'll swipe up.
All right, cool.
Comment below.
Sick. All right.
Awesome, man.
Thank you.
Cool, dude.
Thank you for listening to the True Transformation Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review and subscribe to the show.
True Transformation.